And next on KSMU, more from our ongoing series, Making a Difference. Tomorrow, Thursday, 10 October, the 2019 Community Focus Report will be released to the public at a 9 a.m. event inside the Springfield Art Museum. The CFR is a biennial report card for Springfield and Greene County, which assigns blue ribbons or red flags to various categories in the document, indicating successes or continued challenges for the community. Since the first CFR in 2004 and every edition since, blue ribbons have been awarded for continued collaboration within the community and here to share memories and insights of Springfield as a collaborative community are
Brian Fogle, Community Foundation of the Ozarks.
Along with
I'm Tom Carlson, and I was mayor from 87 to 93 and 2001 to 2009.
And
I'm Tom Finney.
And why are you here?
Because you told me to come. It's not complicated.
You were city manager from when to when?
1990 through 2006.
You'll hear references to the hard work of Jim Anderson during this conversation on collaboration. Anderson, beginning in the late 1980s, served a 26-year term as president of the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Former Springfield Mayor Tom Carlson opens our discussion.
The first big opportunity I remember with collaboration was back in the 80s. We formed a group. It was in conjunction with the city and the chamber and a lot of the major institutions in town. It was called the Coalition of Area Labor Management. It consisted of representatives from the chamber, the city of Springfield, Missouri State, city utilities, and it did a good job, and lots of people worked together. Not too long after that, Jim Anderson, who had a lot of these ideas about collaboration, took the job, and we had just had defeated the first capital improvement sales tax proposal, and we went back behind the woodshed, so to speak, and came up with a second proposal that Jim and Tom Finney helped us pass. And that was unusual in those days because the chamber managed that election for the city. And we developed a definition of collaboration, which I always liked, which is that we can do together that we couldn't do separately.
There's kind of a spectrum of collaboration from the early start of a kumbaya, you know, let's all just talk, which is always good, but not necessarily the end result you want. But that spectrum goes all the way up to what I would call full partnership collaboration, which is a whole different animal and is just plain damn hard work and real risky, as some of us can vouch for. And I think Springfield has moved from the early stages of that spectrum to really the stage of full contractual partnerships that are the ultimate end result of a collaboration.
And can you give us a timeline on when that line was crossed to the full-blown partnerships?
Probably most of us would say start of the public-private partnership that led to the two industrial parks. That was clearly, that was a contractual relationship. Actually, it was five organizations, but the chamber, the city, and CU were the three keys.
And I would just add to that that this was on the heels of Zenith closing, so we'd lost all those jobs. So there was a lot of courage from those leaders to step up and do that and fund that. And it turned out to be huge for us. Not only did everybody get all their money back, it created thousands of jobs that endure today. I mean, it's full. But it wasn't without a lot of risk, and folks with a lot less courage wouldn't have gone through with it.
Well, Brian, to your point, I studied Chinese in college, and the Chinese character for crisis is two symbols together, and they are danger and opportunity.
Huh.
And you think back about those days, if Zenith hadn't closed and put 1,500 people out of work, I don't know if there would have been the impetus in the community to take on that whole effort, but that was certainly the precipitating event, and luckily it worked out.
The other thing that I think wouldn't have happened had it not been for Partnership Industrial and the whole success of that was Vision 2020. And that was our comprehensive plan that started in 94, and that was the city council and other folks to say, we really want citizen involvement here. That's hard for an elected official to do. But they turned it over, and what came out of that, I think, transformed our community. Because of that, we have the Cardinals here, we have Jordan Valley Park, we have a better downtown. All of that came out of Vision 2020. The other thing that came out of that was something called the Good Community that endures to this day. And it's a group that we get together every month, and we talk about how can we do things better. And that is, again, that sort of helps to make that culture and preserve that culture of collaboration.
I also am intrigued by this whole process because it seems to me Community Foundation, the leadership of Brian, institutionalized the whole idea of collaboration so that you now are doing a radio program on it. But a radio program on the industrial park would have been a one-time thing. This is something that's going on and on and on. And so institutionalizing it is really important. And that, the Community Foundation, has been critical.
And I would add to that observation, because without that, you have the newcomers coming in that are trying to figure out how things work in this community. So it's very important you do what Tom was talking about here and institutionalizing a process, because without those parameters set in place, it'd be very easy for things to disintegrate.
And I think there is a culture now within the community, and even, you know, Leadership Springfield, which again, gets new leaders every year. There's actually a session in there of how Springfield works. Here's this expectation on collaboration. Here's Community Focus Report and the blue ribbons and the red flags that we talk about very openly. And the Community Focus Report, I think that's what's made that successful, is very deliberately, we said this is going to be an unvarnished document that shows the good and the bad. And that's what we've done since then. But I think, again, what has made that work is, number one, there are a lot of people that work on that, a very collaborative document. Each area of focus has its own committee. They look at what's going well, what's not going well. So, again, even that's a very collaborative document. And then the five entities that come together and put that together, again, we've been partners since the very beginning. We'll continue to be partners. So I think it does demonstrate this collaboration in the community, even to put out that document. And I think why that, again, continues today, 15 years later, is because we all work together, hold each other accountable, and, again, very open and honest about what was going well and what isn't going well.
Community Foundation of the Ozarks President Brian Fogel, former Springfield City Manager Tom Finney, and former Springfield Mayor Tom Carlson on Springfield's history as a collaborative community. The 2019 Community Focus Report, commissioned collaboratively by the Junior League of Springfield, the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce, the United Way of the Ozarks, the Springfield Green County Library District, and the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, will be released to the public tomorrow at 9 a.m. inside the Springfield Art Museum. News of that release and the report itself will be posted here at ksmu.org. For KSMU and Making a Difference, I'm Mike Smith.